常兴奋，想要看到神在这个教会的作为。
And for how he is helping bring Chinese people to him all over the world.
我也想看到神是怎样把全世界各处的华人都集中在一起来敬拜他。
Perhaps you have heard of the mother.
你们可能听到过这个妈妈的故事。
Who left her room in the maternity ward to go to the nursery?
她就生了宝宝以后，她在医院里，她就从她的那个病房出去，到那个婴儿室去看小宝宝。
And found her husband staring at his newborn baby.
她就看到她的老公就在那个门外面盯着那孩子看。
The mother could tell he was captivated by the baby.
那妈妈可以看到这个爸爸很仔细的，用那集中精神的看那个宝宝，感觉好像完全被迷住了一样。
Because of how intently he stood there looking down at it.
因为那爸爸集中精神，全神贯注的盯着他的宝宝看。
She was so touched that finally she tiptoed up behind him.
这个妈妈感动得不行哦，她就悄悄地走到那个爸爸背后。
And slipping her arm through his.
然后她就把手环过去，拉着她爸爸的手。
Said, "Honey, what are you thinking?"
她说，哎呀，她说这个，她叫她老公说，亲爱的，你究竟在想什么呢？
He said, "I just can't understand how they are able to make a crib like that for only $89.95."
这个爸爸说，我真是没法想象他们做的这个小围栏做的小摇床做的那么好，只花89.99就买得到。他看到的不是孩子，是看到的那个小床。
Isn't this how men tend to think sometimes?
我们这做父亲的有时候就是这样，你注意的重点搞错了。
Well, today is a special day, and for all the dads here, I want to say Happy Father's Day.
今天是个特别的日子，对在座所有的父亲，我想说父亲节快乐。
I am who I am today, largely because of my earthly father.
我今天能够成为我自己今天的样子，也是因为我地上的父亲。
I wrote him a message yesterday and said that one of my favorite memories is of coming out of my room in the morning.
他说我昨天给我爸爸写了一封信，我告诉他我童年就是从小到大我的记忆中最可贵的一个就是每天早上我就从我的房间跑出来。
And seeing him sitting in his chair praying every morning.
每天早上我从房间出来一看到就是爸爸坐在他的椅子上在祷告。
That makes a huge difference in a child's life.
但对于我作为一个孩子，他在我的人生之中有很深很深的烙印。
Today we celebrate our fathers.
今天我们来庆祝我们的父亲。
The men in our lives who have had one of the most essential and primary roles in shaping us into who we are.
在我们成为我们今天的样子，都要归功于我们地上的父亲，他把我们塑造成今天的形象。
Modern society seems to have lost sight of how important fathers are.
但是我们现代的社会好像已经忘记了父亲的这个角色有多么的重要。
In 1960, only 10% of children were raised without a father in the home.
在1960年代，大概只有10%的家庭是单亲妈妈的家庭，没有父亲。
Today, an estimated 24.7 million children, or approximately 33%, live absent their biological father.
但是在今天的社会，我们大概是统计数字是2400万的家庭，也就是33%的家庭都没有父亲。
Millions more have dads who are physically present but emotionally absent.
还有更多的成千上百万的家庭，他们的父亲是在家里，但是这个从情感上却完全是不在的。
What consequences does this absence of fathers create?
但是这样，如果没有父亲的这种环境，造成的后果是什么？
Here are some statistics on the tragic results of paternal absenteeism.
我这有一些统计数据来告诉你，如果缺失父亲，这个结果会是什么？
71% of all high school dropouts are from fatherless homes.
大概有71%的连高中都没有完成的这些家庭的孩子是来自于没有父亲的家庭。
71% of all teenage pregnancies.
少女妈妈大概也是71%都是来自于没有父亲的家庭。
85% of all children with behavioral disorders.
没有父亲的家庭的孩子大概是有85%的孩子出现这个行为上的问题。
90% of all homeless and runaway children are all from fatherless homes.
而且大概90%的那些无家可归的那些人，或者是从家里离家出走的孩子，是来自于没有父亲的家庭。
63% of youth suicides are from fatherless homes.
63%的青少年的这个自杀案件也是来自于没有父亲的家庭。
85% of all youth in prison are from fatherless homes.
在这个监狱里面，这些青少年的罪犯大概也85%来自于没有父亲的家。
In short, fatherlessness is associated with almost every societal ill facing our country's children.
所以简而言之，这个没有父亲的这个环境塑造出来的孩子，就常常是社会的问题所在。
Scientific studies show the importance of fathers in children's lives.
而且我们做科学研究也发现，这个父亲对于孩子的成长是非常非常重要的。
In fact, study after study empirically demonstrates that dads play an extremely important role in a child's well-being and success.
这个社会学的统计是表示，父亲的角色在孩子的一生的成功上面是有极其重要的意义。
Children with fathers are less likely to live in poverty.
有父亲的孩子很大概不大可能是生活，就是相对来讲是生活在贫困线以下的可能性要小很多。
More likely to do better in school.
而是在学校里他们成绩也会好一些。
Less likely to abuse drugs and alcohol.
也相对来讲他们不大会去用毒品来酗酒。
Dad, your role as a father is immensely important.
所以父亲，你们的角色非常的重要。
The Grant study found that a man's father influences his life in many ways in which his mother does not.
这个社会调查也发现，父亲在孩子生命之中，在孩子的成功上面的这个角色的重要性要超过于母亲。
Loving fathers impart to their sons.
一个爱孩子的父亲会把一些很多的东西传给他的孩子。
Enhanced capacity to play.
这个孩子就可以更知道怎么样去玩，去能够好好的去玩，去享受。
A greater likelihood of being able to use humor as a healthy coping mechanism.
而且这孩子也会很用很健康的一些幽默来化解生活中的困境。
Better adjustment to and contentment with life after retirement.
在退休以后，他们也可以对生活有更多的满足感。
Less anxiety.
而且会有更少的焦虑。
And fathers in the home who model love and affection for their wives will raise children who will have stronger and better marriages themselves.
如果一个父亲在家里对他的太太是充满感情，而且能够感情非常好的话，他的孩子以后也会有更成功的婚姻。
All of these are surely important reasons that show the importance of fathers.
我们刚才列举的这些都对于来，我们都看到从这上面看到父亲有多么的重要。
But what is the biggest and most important reason?
但是最重要的一个原因，父亲的重要性在于什么？
It is this.
是这个原因。
Loving fathers impart to their children a picture of God the Father.
一个充满爱心的父亲，他给孩子带去的是神的形象。
This quote by Austin Sorensen says it well.
这个 Austin Sorensen 这位他说了这样一句话。
A child is not likely to find a father in God,unless he finds something of God in his father.
一个孩子除非在他自己的父亲身上看到神，那么他如果在他自己的父亲身上看不到神，他也看不到天上的那位神的身上的父性。
A beautiful facet of God's character,
我们看到神的一个美好的特性是什么？
Is that he is not distant or an impersonal ruler.
他不是一个漠然的、遥远的这么一个统治者。
But a warm and welcoming papa.
他是一个温暖的充满爱心的一个爸爸。
How sad that this reality is often tainted by the weaknesses of human fathers.
我们觉得很难过的就是在今天的社会里很多父亲大概是没有这样的一个形象。
As a dad, I don't want my presentation of fatherhood to hurt my kids' ability to see God as their heavenly father.
作为一个父亲，我可不希望我如果作为一个父亲做得不够好，我的孩子在我身上看不到神，他们也不会认识天上的那位天父。
Here is the foundational truth our children must learn.
我们孩子们必须要了解的一些基本的一原理是这样。
God, in all his power and glory,
神充满着大能和他的这个充满大满有大能大力的神
is best understood as a loving, intimate father.
对我们来讲，我们去怎么样理解这位充满大能大力的神？他是一个充满爱心的父亲。
Pastor Gene Veith writes, "We should see God as the actual, literal father."
这个牧师金威茨是一个牧师，他写道：我们应该看神是看着怎么样看神这位形象呢？神是一个实实在在的，我们可以感觉到的一个父亲。
Earthly fathers have certain remote similarities to him.
我们地上的父亲跟神有一些东西是比较相像的。
But the essence of fatherhood is found in God, not in human beings.
但是作为父亲的这种精华是存在于神身上，而不在人身上。
I have seen some beautiful pictures, gorgeous photos of breathtaking scenes.
我曾经看到很多非常惊人的美丽的照片，我们大家都可能看到世界上美丽的风景，这些照片。
But a photograph can never capture the full experience of something.
但是一张照片，仅仅是一张照片，不能告诉我们这个风景究竟是怎么样，我们必须身临其境。就比如这样的，这是长城的照片，我们中国人都非常熟悉的。 长城的照片。
It is one thing to see a picture of the Great Wall of China.
我们看了这个长城的照片，觉得哇，看起来真是很伟大的。
It is another thing entirely to stand on that wall and watch it stretch out from you as far as the eye can see.
但是当你本人亲自的、亲身的站在长城上，去眼看着这个万里长城在你脚下延伸开来，那个感觉完全不一样。
As earthly fathers, we are supposed to be a picture of the heavenly father.
所以作为地上的父亲，我们大概就是天上父亲的这么一幅照片而已。
Like that song that we sang earlier, our children should see God in our father's eyes.
就像我和太太刚才唱的这首歌里面所唱的，我们的孩子应该在我们的眼中看到神。
In reality, we are only a partial glimpse of something eternally bigger and far deeper in glory and goodness.
但是实际上呢，我们这张照片所显现出来的只是神的小小的一部分，看到神在永恒之中的伟大的小小的一部分。
Yet, the image of you and me as earthly fathers,
但是你跟我，我们这些做父亲的，我们的地上的形象
is a way to understand God.
是让我们的孩子能够有一个可以看到神的一个方式。
Not all photographs are the same.
并不是所有的照片都一样。
Some are taken very poorly.
有些照片的质量很差。
And some people can take photographs that are quality. They draw you into the picture.
但是有的人就可以照出很漂亮、很美的照片，能够把你整个人带进去。
And make you feel like you were almost there.
你看到这样的照片，你会觉得哇，我好像都已经身临其境了。看看这张，也是长城上的照片。
So the better we fathers do at our job of parenting,
所以做父亲，我们做得越好。
The better a picture of God and an understanding of God will be developed for our children.
我们所显现出的这个照片，让孩子看到神的这张照片就更清晰，更能让孩子身临其境。
I truly believe we will only be successful in the crucial, important role of fatherhood when we learn to father like God.
我真正相信，我们如果能够从神那里学习怎么样做父亲，我们才能做一个成功的父亲。
And the more you study and learn about God the Father,
所以你对神、对于天父了解的越多
the better you can be a father here on earth.
你就在地上做父亲，你就能做得越好。
So what does it look like to father like God?
所以要像神一样做父亲，怎么做呢？
First, I want to use Ephesians 3:14 and 15 to lay a foundation for our study of our fatherhood.As it relates to God.
我们先要看看以弗所书三章十五节，对于作为一个基础，我来从这儿来看，怎么样在地上做一个好的父亲。
It says, "For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name."
以弗所书三章十五节，他说，就因为这个原因，我跪在天父的面前，因为天上地上的各家都是从他得名。
The word "father" used here is "pater" in the Greek.
他在 这段经文的原来的希腊原文之中是有父亲这个词的意思，但中文翻译他说天上地上的各家从他得名，没有提到父亲这个名字。
And the word family is patria.
但是实际上这个希腊文中这个家，各家的家是来自于父亲这个词的词根。
Paul is using a play on words which can be translated as the father from whom all fatherhood derives its name.
这个保罗用的在这个用文字来表达的意思就是天上地上的各家都是从天父那里得名。
God is the Father from whom all fatherhood derives its name.
因为地上的父亲都是从天父那里得到他们的名。
God's fatherhood, let me come back. God's fatherhood is the archetype of human fatherhood.
作为这个地上的这个人的做人作为父亲，这个我们做到最好，能够就能够像天父做父亲一样。
What this means for us fathers today is that we take our cues on fatherhood.From the father of fatherhood.
我们做地上的父亲，我们怎么样来学习怎么做父亲呢？就是从天父那里来学到一些给我们一些主意，叫我们怎么样能做更好的父亲。
This is a huge relief.
对我们来讲，这实在是好放松。
As a father of two precious girls, I don't have to do this fathering thing on my own.
因为作为两个女儿的父亲，我就不用完完全全靠着我自己来去挣扎着怎么做好父亲。
We have the father, our father.In heaven, who wants us to be successful?
我们有天上的父亲给我们做榜样，让我们来学习做成功的父亲。
He wants us to model parenting well.
他想要我们做很好的父母。
And he will empower us to do so if we seek his guidance and help.
因为如果我们寻求神的帮助，寻求神的指点的话，他会来给我们力量，让我们做到。
There are many different aspects of fatherhood of God revealed in the Bible.
神在这个圣经里面有展现了很多方面，就是做父亲应该怎么样做。
More than we have time to look at today.
我们今天没有足够的时间了，把这所有的都过一遍。
I invite you to take the time, perhaps in your personal devotional life with God, to explore this topic more fully.
我希望你能够用你个人的灵修的时间，能够来在圣经里寻找，看神是怎么样做一个天父来给你做榜样。
But for now, here are some of the ways God is a perfect father.
但是今天我想要跟大家提到几个方面，来看一看神是怎么样做一个完美的父亲。
God the Father longs for a close relationship with his children.
神作为天父，他想要跟他的孩子有一个很亲密的关系。
I want you to deeply grasp this truth.
我想要你能够深深地领会这个真理的意义。
It is indeed possible to be a son or a daughter of the God of the universe.
作为这个宇宙万物的这个天上的父亲，神的儿女，做他的儿女是真实的，是完全可以做到的。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and eat with him and he with me.
启示录三章二十节，他说，看哪，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
2 Corinthians 6 verse 18. I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me.Says the Lord Almighty.
这哥罗西书，哥林多后书的六章十八节，他说：“我要做你的父亲，你要做我的儿女。”这是万有的神说的。
We can have a relationship with God.
我们可以跟神有一个关系。
But this relationship only comes as we choose to accept His free gift of salvation from our sin.
但是这种关系只有在我们接受了神的救赎之恩才能够形成。
Once we have given our lives to God.How is our relationship with him built?
我们把我们的生命交给神以后，我们跟他的关系怎么样来建立呢？
God wants to spend time with us.
神想要跟我们花时间在一起。
He says in James 4 verse 8, Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you.
在雅各书的四章八节，他说，你跟神亲近，神就会亲近你。
First Chronicles chapter 16 verse 11 says, Seek the Lord and his strength.Seek his presence continually.
在这个历代记的上十六章十一节，他说寻求神，而且寻求他的力量，也要常常的寻求他的同在。
God wants us to spend time with him.
神想要我们跟他花时间在一起。
Fathers, here on earth, it can be easy to think that we are with our children when in reality we are distracted and far away.
父亲们，我们在地上，我们很容易的觉得，我跟孩子天天都在一起啊。可是事实上，我们的也许心思就被别的事情分心了。
How much quality, focused time do we spend with our children?
我们跟孩子们在一起，花有质量的时间，能够真正的能够把意志集中在他们身上的时间有多少呢？
Doing the things they want to do.
我们做孩子们愿意做的事情。
Or intentionally training them up in the way that they should go.
或者是我们有意识的要去训练孩子，让他们成为他们应该成长的样式。
Frequently, when my oldest daughter Briella feels like she needs some time with me,
常常我的大女儿 Briella 就想要跟我花时间在一起。
She will come up beside me and say, "Daddy, I want you."
她就跑到我身边说：“爸爸，我需要你。”
God wants us.
神也需要我们。
And I want to model for my daughters that God-like deep desire to spend time with them.
我也想要让我的女儿看到，神也是这样的，渴望跟我们花时间在一起。
Time like they need it.
这个时间就是他们需要花这样的时间。
So he wants to spend time with us.
他想要神想要跟我们花时间在一起。
And God encourages us.
而且神也鼓励我们。
An example of this encouragement that is found in the Bible is God's message to Joshua.
我们看到神对约书亚这样说，他鼓励约书亚。
In chapter 1 verse 9,
在约书亚记的第一章第九节。
Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified.
他说，我不曾这样吩咐你吗？要刚强壮胆，不要害怕。
Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
不要灰心，因为你的神永远就是在任何时候，不管你去哪里都跟你同在。
Fathers, we should be quick.To encourage our children.
所以父亲们，我们也要鼓励我们的孩子。
To speak words into their lives that build them up.
我们要跟他们说的话能够建造他们。
Are we blessing them with what we say?
我们用我们的话来祝福他们吗？
Gordon MacDonald said, Words have an awesome impact.
Gordon McDonough 说我们的话是有很非常大的力量影响。
The impression made by a father's voice can set in motion an entire trend of life.
一个父亲的话里带出来的这些力量可以让孩子的一生都是不断的在往前进。
It is so important to watch our words.
所以我们一定要注意自己说了些什么。
The Apostle Paul challenges us.
保罗就挑战我们。
Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth.
这是以弗所书四章二十九节，保罗说，污秽的言语一句不可出口。
But only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs.
只要随处说造就人的好话。
That it may benefit those who listen.
叫听到的人得益处。
Sadly, many parents are more prone to send their children verbal messages laced with criticism rather than with encouragement.
但是让人难过的是很多时候父亲所说出来的话对孩子来说就是很强烈的批评而不是鼓励。
How many families do you know who are torn apart because of constant criticism and harsh, demeaning, unkind words?
你知道很多家庭破碎就是因为孩子们在家里头经常是被批评被打击这样子。
Dads, we must be careful to encourage our children.
我们做父亲的一定要注意，要常常的鼓励我们的孩子。
So, like our Heavenly Father, may we long for and take the necessary steps to build close relationships with our children.
所以就像我们的天父一样，我们应该要花时间，要跟像天父一样跟孩子建立亲密的关系。
Secondly, I want to see that God the Father loves His children.
第二点我要提到的就是神爱我们，爱他的孩子。
Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed on us that we should be called the sons of God.
这是约翰一书的三章一节，他说，你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。
God loves us.
神爱我们。
He loved us first.
他先爱我们。
In 1 John 4:19, we see we love because he first loved us.
约翰一书四章十九节，他说，我们能爱，因为神先爱我们。
He didn't wait for us to meet his expectations.
他也不等着我们能够 只有在足够好的时候能够让神看到他的期望值达到了我们才爱我们。
Or wait for us to make him proud.
或者是等着让我们让神觉得可以为我们骄傲。
He didn't wait until we measured up to his standards.
他也没有等着直到我们能够达到他的要求。
He just loved us.
他就是这样爱我们，首先就爱我们。
Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this.
就罗马书的五章八节，他说神是这样来显示他对我们的爱的。
While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
当我们还是罪人的时候，基督就为我们死。
He also loves us continually and unconditionally.
他的爱也是持续不断，而且是毫无条件的。
The best illustration of this unconditional, constant love of God.
神的这最好的一个例子来显现神这种毫不间断的能够毫无条件的这种爱是一个圣经里的故事我们都熟悉的故事
is the parable of the prodigal son
就是浪子回头的故事
In my mind's eye I see the father day after day lifting his eyes to the horizon
我读到这个故事的时候我就会想象到这个父亲是天天站在门口就眼睛远远的望着地平线
hoping beyond hope that this was the day that his son would come home
他一天一天的就在盼望着说今天我的儿子就要回来了
And when he sees his boy,
当他有一天终于看到他儿子回来了
he jumps up,
他这个父亲高兴的都跳起来了
and runs with all his might to wrap him in an embrace.
他就拼命的朝着儿子跑过去，把儿子抱在怀里。
He wasn't concerned about what his son had done.
他不关心说儿子过去做了些什么坏事。
He simply loved unconditionally.
他就是无条件的去爱这个儿子。
Fathers,
做父亲的
how are we doing it? Truly loving our children constantly.And unconditionally.
我们做的怎么样呢？我们能不能这样毫无持续的、不间断的，而且是毫无条件的去爱我们的孩子呢
？May God help us.
愿神帮助我们。
Not only does God the Father long for a close relationship with His children and love His children.
神不仅仅希望跟孩子有一个亲密的关系，爱他的孩子，而且。
But God the Father disciplines His children.
神管教他的孩子。
The story is told about triplets.
我有个故事是讲到一家的三胞胎。
Three young boys who got along well.
这三胞胎都是男孩子，长得一模一样，他们相处的也很好。
They saw everything alike.
他们看一切事情也看的都觉得都差不多。
They were loyal to each other.
他们彼此互相非常忠实。
If one got into trouble, they wouldn't tattle on each other.
他们如果有一个人在遇到麻烦了，另外两个一定会帮他的。
A neighbor asked the father,
有一个邻居就问孩子的爸爸,
How in the world do you know which one to punish if there is trouble?
他说如果是孩子中间的一个做了错事你怎么说得出来这三个中是哪一个做了错事他们仨看着都一模一样嘛。
He said, it's easy.
他爸爸说很容易啊。
I just send all three to bed without their supper.
我晚上就不让他们吃饭三个人都给我睡觉去。
And the next morning, I spank the one with the black eye.
所以早上起来看谁的眼睛是无眼睛的那一定就是他干了坏事了因为他兄弟不会放过他的回去揍他的。
The topic of discipline is a touchy subject in our day and age.
但是在今天的这个社会里我们讲到管教孩子这个话题可是有点敏感。
Many in the media and secular society are quick to criticize.
这个社会上我们看到的社会媒体啊报纸啊电视啊到处都讲的对这个话题非常的苛刻。
And to deride as antiquated the kind of discipline the Bible teaches.
好像现在在教育孩子都过时了就像圣经那样去揍你的孩子的屁股都已经过时了不能这样去教养管教了。
But God, the ultimate example of fatherhood,
但是神是我们终极的一个做父亲的一个目标一个榜样。
Models for us the importance of discipline.
神给了我们榜样告诉我们管教孩子有多么重要。
God is good.
神是良善的。
He is a loving father.
他是爱我们的父亲。
Yet he disciplines his children.
但是他管教他的孩子。
As Melvin Newland says, he does not discipline in spite of his goodness.
他说并不是因为神良善的他就不管教。
He disciplines because of his goodness.
正是因为神是良善的他才会管教。
He does not discipline in spite of his love.
并不是因为他爱我们他就不管教。
He disciplines because of his love.
他管教我们就是因为正是因为他爱我们。
Proverbs 3:12 says, The Lord disciplines those he loves.
在箴言的三章十二节也是这么说主管教他爱的人。
As a father, the son he delights in.
正如一个爱孩子的父亲来管教孩子。
The father who disciplines his children wisely is reflecting the character of God.
一个用智慧管教孩子的父亲就反映出了神的这个形象。
As the true father, God's discipline and correction are always done out of love.
作为一个真正的父亲，神的对我们的管教从来都是出自于爱。
Hebrews 12, 11, 10 and 11.
希伯来书的十章十一节。
Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, not that we may share in his holiness.No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it.
希伯来书十二章十到十一节，生生的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。但凡管教的是当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经炼过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
I have some friends whose mother would always say upon spanking them for disobedience.
我有几个朋友，他们的母亲在小的时候，在教训他们的时候，在他们不服从的时候，教训他们的时候，他妈妈总是这样说。
You will never learn to obey God if you don't learn to obey me.
如果你没有学会在地上能够听从我的话，你也永远不会学会听从神的话。
Dads, we do a great disservice to our children.
孩子，做父亲的听着，如果我们允许我们的孩子做这些事儿。
If we allow them to lie, disobey, have bad attitudes, and misbehave,
如果我们允许我们的孩子撒谎、不听话，而且是态度很差，而且呢，做事情不听管教、不听教训
，without disciplining them for those very actions,
但他们做了这样的一些坏事的时候，我们不教训他们的话
，May God help us to learn to discipline like Him.
我们真的就不是在帮助自己的孩子成长，求主来帮助我们能够管教我们的孩子。
The final characteristic of God's fatherhood we will look at this morning.
我们今天早上要看到神最后一点，神的这个做父亲，神是怎么样做父亲的最后一点是。
Is that God the Father delights in His children?
神在他的儿女身上得喜悦。
Listen to this powerful scripture in Zephaniah 3 verse 17.
我们看一看西番雅书的三章十七节。
The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save.He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing.
这段是我没有时间去翻，但是这个是西番雅书的三章十一节，是非常有力的。他说：“你的神，你的主，在他是 他拯救你，他会 为你而感到高兴，他会安静地在你身边，用他的爱围绕你，他会把你举起来， 用高声的歌唱 来高举你。
God delights in us.
神看到我们他就高兴。
He delights to provide for us.
他很乐意地来供应我们所需。
Philippians 4:19 says, And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory by Jesus Christ.
这腓立比书的四章十九节，他说我的神要在耶稣基督里满足你们所有的需要。
He delights to give us good gifts.
而且神愿意给我们很好的礼物。
Matthew 7, verse 11.
马太福音七章十一节。
If you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?
他说如果你们 是恶的，你们尚且知道给你们的孩子好的礼物，那么我们天上的父他是且不会更多的把礼物给需要去跟他要的这些孩子吗？
Don't you love surprising your children with something you know will bring them happiness?
你常是不是常常给孩子惊喜，给他一个他一直想要的东西，让他突然一下看到他那个欣喜的脸，你也感到高兴。
God too delights in giving us good gifts.
神也是一样，他给我们好的礼物，看到我们高兴，神是非常喜悦的。
He delights to fill us with joy and hope.
神愿意用喜乐和盼望来充满我们。
Romans 15:13 says, May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing.So that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope.
这罗马书的十五章十三节也是说，他说愿神能够用盼望、用喜乐和平安来让你来充满你，让你知道这个凭着圣灵的力量，你可以有盼望。
And again, I say, God delights in us.
我想要再强调，神看到我们，他就很喜悦。
We make him happy.
我们让神开心，让他高兴。
As happy as a young groom with his bride.
就像一个年轻的一个新郎看到他的新娘走过来，他就感到喜乐。
A beautiful picture is found in Isaiah 62:5.
以赛亚书六十二章五节就画了这么一个描画了这么美丽的图画一个图画。
And as the bridegroom rejoices over a bride, so shall your God rejoice over you.
他说，正如新郎看到新娘就喜乐，神的喜乐看到你，神的喜乐也是这样。
How beautiful to see how much God delights in us and how much joy we bring Him.
我们给神带来喜乐，我们看到神看到我们就喜乐，这是多么让人开心的一件事。
May we intentionally show that kind of delight in our children.
也希望我们能够有意识的把我们的这个看到孩子的这种喜乐表现给他们看。
May we let them know frequently the depths of joy that they bring us.
也让我们能够常常的让我们的孩子看到他们给我们带来了多少的喜乐。
In conclusion,
作为今天的一个结论
today we have seen just a small glimpse of the ways in which God is our Father.
我们今天看到的仅仅只是神作为我们父亲所表现出的一点点。
He longs for a close relationship with his children.
他希望跟孩子有一个很亲密的关系。
He loves his children.
他爱他的孩子。
He disciplines his children.
他管教他的孩子。
And he delights in his children.
他为他的孩子们感到喜乐。
There are so many other examples written in Scripture that reveal the richness and magnitude of God's fatherhood.
我们在圣经中还可以看到很多很多的例子，可以看让我们看到神对我们他的子女的这种爱是何等的丰富。他作为父亲，他的这个宽度有多深多大
？To any of you who perhaps have not had a good relationship with your earthly father,
我们在座的也许有的人跟自己地上的父亲关系并不是很好。
You have a heavenly father.
你记住有一个天上的父亲。
Run to him.
跑到你天上的父亲那里去。
Learn about him.
更多的去了解他。
Discover how much he loves you and wants a relationship with you.
你去发现天上的父亲是多么想要跟你建立一个亲密的关系，能够来关心你，爱你。
How he longs to be your perfect father.
他多么希望成为你完全的父亲。
And for all of us who are fathers today.
对我们在座的父亲来说。
We too need to take time to learn from the Father of fatherhood.
我们也更希望，我们也更需要花时间从天父那里去学习怎么样做一个父亲。
Ask yourself.
你问问自己。
What kind of God concept is my child cultivating by his relationship with me?
我的孩子跟我的关系之中，他们能够培养出什么样的一个特征，能够看到神在我身上反映出来的特征
？Is he learning that God is loving? Kind, patient, and forgiving.
他们看到神的在我身上的特征吗？看到父亲，天上的这个天父是一个有爱的天父，有耐心的，能够爱我的天父吗
Or am I unintentionally building a false image of God in my child's life?
又或者是我在无意识之中，我已经在孩子心中建立了一个神的一个不准确的形象。
Implying by my actions that God is harsh, short-tempered, and critical.
也许通过我的这个行为，孩子看到的神是这么一个形象，他的脾气很坏，而且说话批评我总是批评得很过分。
That he nags us, yells at us, or knocks us around when we get out of line.
或者当我做坏事的时候，他总是在这冲我嘟噜，然后呢对我大吼，然后还甚至揍我。
Our children's entire spiritual life is at stake here.
我们的孩子的属灵生命其实是处在危险的境地。
It is imperative that you and I learn what kind of parent God is.
我们必须要学会天上的父亲是个什么样的一个神。
And then follow his example.In order that our children may see a living object lesson of the kind of God we have.
我们必须要跟神那里来学到一个榜样，来学会让我们孩子看到，在我们身上能够看到活活的神的形象。
Robert L. Bachman said, "Father is the noblest title a man can be given."
Robert Bachman 是有这样一句话，他说，一个父亲是一个男人所能得到的最尊贵的一个头衔。
It is more than a biological role.
它绝不仅仅只是生物学上的一个头衔。
It signifies a patriarch.
它代表的是一个父最最高地位的一个父亲。
A leader.
一个领导。
An exemplar.
而且是一个树立榜样的一个人。
A confidant.
他是一个别人可以跟你说真话的人。
A teacher.
也是一个教师。
A hero.
一个英雄。
A friend.
而且是一个朋友。
Men, your role as father is priceless.
在座的父亲们，你们作为父亲的这个角色实在是无价的。
It's crucial.It's all important.
非常非常重要的。
Step up to the challenge.
就面对这个挑战。
Don't follow in society's footsteps.
不要照着这个社会的标准去按照社会的这个要求去做。
With the help of the Holy Spirit.
而是向圣灵来求帮助。
And God the Father as the ultimate example.
你让天上的父亲做你最终的榜样。
Learn to father like God.
要像神一样去学习来做父亲。
Our world needs you.
我们的世界需要你。
The church needs you.
我们的教会需要你。
And most importantly,
最重要的是
the never dying soul bearing your DNA needs you.
我这永恒的生命有你的 DNA, 它需要你。
Go, father like God.
去吧，就像神一样去做父亲。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。